in the limelight.
The re-election of Dr. Bashar al-Assad as president for the fourth consecutive time since 2000 is indeed a vote of the Syrian people for the unity of the country and its independence from both Western hegemony and subordination to the ruthless and unelected Arab regimes. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading President Assad's re-election boosts Syria's independence. Stay tuned for more. The re-election of Dr. Bashar al-Assad as president for the fourth consecutive time since 2000 is indeed a vote of the Syrian people for the unity of the country and its independence from both Western hegemony and subordination to the ruthless and unelected Arab regimes. The result of the election, if it set off celebrations throughout Syria with jubilant people taking to the streets in an atmosphere of rejoicing in a country which for the past decade has been under the relentless attacks of terrorists of all hue and color, it brought utterances of dismay from most Western capitals, including Washington, London, Paris, and Berlin, whose regimes have miserably failed in their bid to destabilize Syria and plant a client clique in Damascus. It was but natural for the tried and trusted friends of the Syrian people, such as Iran, Russia, China, and Lebanon, to congratulate the ophthalmologist whose foresight in choosing the right partners has seen the country safely through a grave crisis and is now keenly eyeing reconstruction, as is evident by the campaign slogan of Hope Through Work. The fact that 14 million people, or 78% of the electorate, turned out to cast ballots for the candidates of their choice, with the incumbent garnering 95% of the votes, is a proof of the aspirations of the Syrian people and a firm slap on the face of the U.S. and other enemies of President Assad, including the illegal Zionist entity. Not just the sizable Christian minority, which has no trust in the pro-terrorist policies of the US and Europe, the Sunni Muslim majority of Syria, including the army, know very well that their freedom, dignity, and stability of the country are indebted to the strong and independent political leadership of the Assad family, the late Hafez, and the incumbent Dr. Bashar. They have not forgotten how France, during its League of Nations mandate between the two world wars, had separated Lebanon and in 1937 handed over Iskenderun and what is now Hatay province to Turkey. They remember the rise and fall of over a dozen governments in Damascus since 1946, within a period of only 24 years, before the emergence in 1970 of the Alawite statesman, Air Force Chief and Defense Minister Hafez al-Assad, to grant stability to the country, which 3 years earlier in 1967 had lost the Golan Heights to the Israeli regime. In other words, whatever Syria has achieved as a strong frontline state against the usurpation of Palestine and has weathered a decade-long terrorist conspiracy to Balkanize the country is because of the now 51-year-long rule of the Assads, father and son, who have always favored the unity of the whole Levant, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine into a solid bloc in view of the common culture, history, and the Arabic dialect of the region. This is what alarms the West and the U.S. in pursuit of its hegemonic policy to keep the Levant divided and to strengthen the illegal Zionist entity. They had hatched the destabilization plus in 2011, which has now clearly failed. Now, with government forces poised for mop-up operations in Idlib and the other occupied enclaves, the re-election of President Bashar al-Assad for another seven-year term will certainly help the Syrian people in rebuilding the country and ensuring its independence.